Thai Prime Minister Yingluck Shinawatra tried to reassure residents of Bangkok today that the capital should largely escape the flooding that is now threatening the city. At least 289 people have been killed around the country by heavy monsoon rain, floods, and mudslides since late July. The north, northeast, and center of Thailand have been worst hit. Kirsten Mildren of the United Nations Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs is in Bangkok and says this weekend will be the test of the city's flood defenses.
The situation is right now is that in Bangkok itself, there's not really flooding at the moment. There is certainly flooding on the outskirts of the city, but outside of Bangkok in the north, there's a huge amount of flooding there, which is affecting 2.4 million people. And that water is literally being held back by flood walls and all of these sorts of preparedness measures that they put in place. Now, where the real risk is this weekend, because we've got high tides, we've got heavy rain still coming down, and that's when the rest of the water from the north is expected to come. So if it's going to flood in Bangkok, it's going to flood this weekend, but the government's doing everything it can in terms of building these, you know, sort of trenches around the city. It's diverting water to the city. It's doing a whole lot of interventions to make sure that it can mitigate the floods as much as possible. But, you know, I think already, and they'll probably do a review afterwards, certainly their early warning systems, all of these things perhaps can be improved in the future. And this has perhaps been a wake-up call a bit for Thailand about what they need to do in the future.